The four-letter word of independence. That night, on October 19, 1987, I slept for 12 hours straight. It was hard to tell my friends, all hurt in some manner by the crash, about this feeling of vindication. Bonuses at the time were a fraction of what they are today. But if my employer, First Boston, and the financial system survived until year-end, I would get the equivalent of a fellowship. This is sometimes called fuck you money, which in spite of its coarseness, means that it allows you to act like a Victorian gentleman free from slavery. It is a psychological buffer. The capital is not so large as to make you spoiled rich, but large enough to give you the freedom to choose a new occupation without excessive consideration of the financial rewards. It shields you from prostituting your mind and frees you from outside authority, any outside authority. Independence is person-specific. I have always been taken aback at the high number of people in whom an astonishingly high income led to additional sycophancy as they became more dependent on their clients and employers and more addicted to making even more money. While not substantial by some standards, it literally cured me of all financial ambition. It made me feel ashamed whenever I diverted time away from study for the pursuit of material wealth. Note that the designation, fuck you, corresponds to the exhilarating ability to pronounce that compact phrase before hanging up the phone. These were the days when it was extremely common for traders to break phones when they lost money. Some resorted to destroying chairs, tables, or whatever would make noise. Once, in the Chicago pits, another trader tried to strangle me, and it took four security guards to drag him away. He was irate because I was standing in what he deemed his territory. Who would want to leave such an environment? Compare it to lunches in a drab university cafeteria with gentle-mannered professors discussing the latest departmental intrigue. So I stayed in the quant and trading business, I'm still there, but organized myself to do minimal but intense and entertaining work, focus only on the most technical aspects, never attend business meetings, avoid the company of achievers and people in suits who don't read books, and take a sabbatical year for every three, on average, to fill up gaps in my scientific and philosophical culture. To slowly distill my single idea, I wanted to become a flâneur, a professional meditator, sit in cafes, lounge, unglued to desks and organization structures, sleep as long as I needed, read voraciously, and not owe any explanation to anybody. I wanted to be left alone in order to build, small steps at a time, an entire system of thought based on my black swan idea.